This is the Backlog Exposed podcast, bringing you weekly discussions on gaming, as well as quick insights into sports, entertainment, and anything else that we can think of. To get in touch with us, ask questions, or just hang out and chat, join us in the Backlog Exposed Discord. Follow us on Twitter at The Backlog Pod, or send us an email at thebacklogexposed@gmail.com. You can find all of our social media information, as well as many different ways to listen to our podcast by visiting our website, thebacklogexposed.com.
I'm Joe.
I'm Kevin.
And we are
The Backlog
Exposed.
This is episode one, Redo. We're going to go ahead and give ourselves a little bit of an introduction so that you can learn a little bit more about us. My name is Kevin. I grew up in the Northeast and have since moved all across the country. I have a couple of children, ages 3 and 7. I love gaming, and I know Joe through gaming, or through talking about gaming.
The party that I met you at about 4 years ago, just sat down in a chair drinking a few little beers, and I was like, hey, man, you play games? And that was it. Boom. My wife just said, you're welcome. It was her work party that got me there. And I was like, man, I'm not going to your work party. Everybody else's husband is going. I'm like, whatever. So obviously we met Jason there as well.
Yep. My background is anything. I really don't have a specific genre that I play. But if you listen to some of these podcasts, you hear that I tend to stay away from racing games or certain types of games. But all in all, I'll try anything. I'll be competitive at anything. I'll do my best. I tend to try to see the best in games, even if they're shitty games. So I'll play anything. Right now, my focus is Fortnite. I'm looking forward to the Black Ops 4 coming out. And I'm a huge VR gamer. I have, I'd say, 80% or 90% of the catalog for PlayStation VR. And I'm playing through those. I'm going to give that VR aspect. And my goal is to talk Joe into eventually buying a VR headset. So that's a little bit about me. I'm going to hand the reins over to Joe, let him tell you about himself, so that when next time you listen to this podcast, you'll know who we are and what we do.
Yeah, I'm Joe. I'm 33. Got a wife that plays video games just as much as I do. Got two kids, 10 and 6. PS4 mainly. I have a very big gaming collection, but I only play PS4. I have all the game systems. Right now, we're all playing Fortnite in the house. That means me, my wife, and my kids are all playing Fortnite in the house. The wife's pretty good. Give her an AR. She can handle her own. My son, he's 6. Give him a shotgun, and it's pretty much game over. My daughter's getting good at sniping. She's been practicing that. She's pretty good at building. Other than that, lived in Kentucky till I was 18. Joined the military at 18. Did 15 years. Did a tour in Iraq. Did a tour in IUD. Recently just got out of the military and got another government job. And doing this podcast thing, hoping we can get some followers and viewers. And still gaming hard like we always do.
Absolutely. So, Joe, what is your goal with this podcast? You know, we talk about just chatting, and I was telling one of our guests that, you know, the whole point that started this is you and I just like to riff and just shoot the shit.
Well, I mean, just to give you an idea, we've had 9 podcasts. This is our 10th. However, we're going to replace it with one with a better, you know, opening and understanding of it us, but out of the 10 that we've done, I have yet to write anything down.
Not one thing.
I don't have scripts, but I don't like scripts. We have a couple ideas in our head, and 90% of the time, those don't even come out in conversation. We'll have one good topic, and then that topic turns into 4 other video games and 3 movies that we didn't even plan. But that's why I like it. It's fun. It's just hanging out, talking, getting stuff out. Getting excited for new games coming out. Whatever piques our interest is usually what comes up. If something happened in Fortnite one day, we're going to talk about it. If something happened in like the new Spider-Man trailer that I watched about 15 times already, oh man, it's going to be ridiculous. I can't wait for September to hurry up and get here.
And then every day there's new games coming out that you want to play in every game.
You have to be a dedicated streamer to a dedicated game. So like all these Fortnite streamers, they only play Fortnite. I know they're missing out, but I know in the back of their mind, they're like, dang, I could really go play some Black Ops right now. Or I really want to go play Spider-Man, or I really want to go play Need for Speed, you know, rivals or whatever, but they can't. And I mean, when I say they can't, it's because they have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 followers watching their channel religiously every day. And when you tune on and you're playing Need for Speed, they're going, what is this? What are you doing? Where's Fortnite? Yeah, I'm out. Bye. And you just lost half your subscribers. So it's when you become a streamer and you're getting paid and you have thousands of viewers, you've pretty much sealed your own fate to the game that you're playing. Now, after you've streamed 4, 5, 6 hours, do you really feel like playing anymore? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like you're done with it.
Because streaming, my man, go ahead, man. I cut you off.
No. I was going to say that part of what I hope we can accomplish is that we talk about a little bit of everything so that people get a feel for those games that they're not necessarily seeing on stream. And, you know, like everyone's going to see the Spider-Man game. Everyone's going to see Black Ops 4, but not everyone's seeing all this VR stuff that's coming out. Not everyone's seeing, you know, Stardew Valley or some of these other things.
I can talk to you about some Stardew.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about what we're playing. And luckily Joe and I, we kind of dive into pretty large catalog. That's where the backlog name comes from. We have a lot of games, and like everybody else, we get stuck in one for a while, but we want to jump into that backlog and tell you about those games. So I have games going back 2-3 years that I'm going to start playing, and as I play through them, I'm going to tell you about them. And if you care about my opinion, which you should, because I'm one of the best players of PlayStation ever.
Here we go again.
Yep. Seriously, I look it up.
Look it up. Look up number one player, my picture.
Yep, Google it. Is Earl's T's the best?
He said Google it.
But, you know, as one of the best PlayStation players and PC players ever in the history of gaming, my opinion matters. And so as I play these games and tell you about them, you should listen to my opinions and buy the games I tell you to buy.
One of my good friends, Eddie Ryan, he's a old school gamer. He likes all the old school stuff. Matter of fact, him and his son, Miles, is 6. They were just playing the classic NES, and he was talking about how it's crazy that, you know, when we were his age, almost 30 years ago, we were playing that, and now his kid's playing that with him. So gaming's out there forever, man. It really is. No matter how old the game. I mean, Mario is 85. Holy crap.
It doesn't matter how old it is. A good game will hold its own. So as we wrap up this introduction, Joe and I just want to say thank you for listening. We enjoy doing this, and we hope that you enjoy listening. And you know, please provide feedback, provide support,
feedback, and share
the hell out of us. You can get us at thebacklogexposed.com. when you go there, you'll see all the links you need to access our podcast, get exposed, enjoy, and take a look at our podcast network. We're building a network, folks. We're building a network, the Backlog Podcast Network. So Joe,
you want to get on it?
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody.